Why We Drink Too Much, The Hidden Science of Just One More, written and read by Dr. Charles Knowles. To my parents for living with a difficult child, to my wife, who still is. Preface. A sunny afternoon in Florida. It is an undefined time in the afternoon. I am sitting beside a garden table on the wooden decking behind Willie's house. The weather is warm. A giant mango tree frames a garden of tropical flowering plants. I am alone. To be precise, I have been left alone. Left by my family, Willie and Chad, to recover from the hangover of the night before. But I am not recovering. I have on the table a half-empty bottle of Bacardi and a handgun. I consider taking my own life. It is not the first time. The following day, now almost 10 years ago, my 30-year relationship with alcohol ended. This book is inspired by my journey and other people like me. On the face of it, I am a success. A professor and surgeon, a husband and father. A Lincolnshire schoolboy who surpassed all expectations to become a Cambridge graduate. Along the way, I have variously been a competitive runner, a boxer, and an army reservist. I am also a musician and singer-songwriter. But perhaps what now defines me most is that I am a recovering alcoholic. Each of us in our mind's eye has some sort of idea of what an alcoholic looks like, but I'm guessing that a professor of surgery is not a common stereotype. Rather, we tend to think of alcohol dependence as something that only happens to other people. Poor people from disadvantaged backgrounds and broken homes. People who have weak willpower and lack moral integrity. But actually, I've come to realise that I'm exactly the sort of person to be an alcoholic. Why do we drink? Have you ever thought about why we drink? What is it that makes humans so attracted to alcohol? Because one thing is certain, we do like alcohol. Alcohol is the world's longest-serving and most popular drug. Our human ancestors evolved to metabolize it over 10 million years ago, and we have been deliberately manufacturing it for over 10,000 years. In consuming alcohol, we are not alone. From rodents to apes, we have many kindred spirits when it comes to the drink. This is because drinking alcohol can be fun. The psychostimulant and relaxant effects of alcohol, mediated by changes in chemical pathways in the brain, are fundamentally pleasurable. These effects can enhance how we feel and behave and allow us to temporarily forget the troubles in our lives. We must acknowledge this. We simply cannot write it off solely as a poison and a depressant. How could drinking ever be so popular if it didn't feel good? There is no trillion-dollar industry in grape juice. Unlike that and most other popular drugs, the consumption of alcohol is a legal pastime that is ingrained in many cultures and promoted by its widespread availability. Compared to drugs like heroin and nicotine, most drinkers are not addicted to alcohol. Although regular excessive consumption may be an individual and public health issue, many people can just take it or leave it. By comparison, a small proportion of people like me may progress to a point where alcohol threatens to take their lives. Explaining such differences in our human relationship with alcohol is not straightforward. It requires the synthesis of information from many scientific disciplines, including medicine, neuroscience, psychology, genetics, epidemiology, sociology, and even anthropology. Moreover, any explanation must satisfy an acid test. Does it fit with the lived experience of someone who is either coming to worry about their drinking and their ability to control it, or someone who is dependent? Ultimately, many problems with alcohol derive from an erosion of choice caused by changes in our brain. These changes result from the way we process reward and how we remember such experiences. For some of us, the effect of alcohol on our psyche is just not the same as for other people. We feel more reward from it, and we more deeply memorize the experience. Such variation stems partly from genetics, but greatly